This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, welcome to Koi Kono. I'm your host, Min Kyung. I'm passionate about the Korean language and love to help people. This show will help you to learn basic Korean. And I will also share some local Taranaki information for the Korean community here. You are listening to Koi Corner on Access Radio Taranaki. 안녕하세요. Koi Corner에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 이 방송은 Access Radio Taranaki에서 전해드립니다. 저는 한국어와 사람들 돕는 것을 좋아하는 호스트 민경입니다. 이 방송은 여러분이 기본 한국어를 말할 수 있게 도와드리고요. 타라나키 지역 소식을 한국 커뮤니티에 전해드리고자 합니다. 지금 여러분은 코이 코너를 듣고 계십니다. Welcome to Koi Corner, 104.4 FM, Access Radio Taranaki, Koi Corner. I'm your host, 민경. 안녕하세요. 저는 여러분의 호스트 송민경입니다. 여러분은 지금 코이 코너 104.4 FM, Access Radio Taranaki 듣고 계십니다. Okay, how is it going? Oh, it's already December. I can't believe it. 12월 달이 벌써 됐네요. 정말 믿을 수가 없어요. 시간이 얼마나 빨리 가는지요. Today we will learn making conversation about home, especially table manner, personal hygiene, and cleaning. Hopefully, you can learn some sentence and using with your friends. Let's see. First one. Table manners. It is very important in, I think it is important in everywhere, but especially South Korea. When you're eating with the eaters or bosses, you should follow the manner. Anyway, table manners. We will learn sentence first, and you can learn. I enjoyed the meal. I enjoyed the meal. 잘 먹었어요. 잘 먹었어. Or 잘 먹었습니다. 잘 먹었습니다. I enjoyed the meal. 잘 먹었어요. 잘 먹었습니다. You can say both. You can say anything. 잘 먹었어요 or 잘 먹었습니다. My kids normally say 잘 먹었습니다. It's more polite. Or 잘 먹었어 is using with the friends or when you buying some food for your friends. We say 잘 먹었어. So it's after meal. And then next sentence. Wash your hands before the meal. Wash your hands before the meal. 밥 먹기 전에 손을 씻어라. 밥 먹기 전에 손을 씻어라. 밥 먹기 전에 손을 씻어라. Don't talk with your mouth full. 입에 밥이 있을 때 말하지 마세요. 입에 밥이 있을 때 말하지 마. 입에 밥이 있을 때 말하지 마. It's, If you say 말하지 마, it's more like mom or dad to tell the kids. 입에 밥 있을 때 말하지 마세요. It's more like couple, like or you know somebody wanted to tell you a manner. So don't talk with your mouth full. 입에 밥 있을 때 말하지 마. You should clean your plate. 음식을 밥을 남기지 마세요. So, 밥 is also means meal. Like in New Zealand, say dishes is about meal or tea. They also say meal. But 밥, rice, is also meal for us. Because Korean normally eat every time with rice a long time ago. So it's like... It's very normal. We say 밥 먹자. It means let's have a tea together or dinner together, lunch together, whatever. So you should clean your plate. 밥을 남기지 마세요. 음식을 남기지 마세요. You should clean your plate. 밥을 남기지 마세요. 음식을 남기지 마세요. Don't put your elbows on the table. 팔꿈치를 식탁 위에 올려놓지 마세요. Don't put your elbows on the table. 팔꿈치를 식탁 위에 올려놓지 마세요. It's a little bit bad manner if you put on your elbows on the table. I know it's strange, but it's low. Put the phone away at the table. 식탁에서 휴대폰을 치워라. Oh, 식탁에서 휴대폰을 치워라. This is very hard in this age with young kids. But I think it's good for family. You know, when the family have a meals, they need looking each other and talking each other, or, you know, talking about how's going today and things like that. So I'm agree with this sentence. Put the phone away at the table. 식탁에서 휴대폰을 치워라. Okay, next sentence is about personal hygiene. Be extra careful about personal hygiene. 특히 개인 위생에 신경 쓰세요. 특히 개인 위생에 신경 쓰세요. Be extra careful. So, be extra careful about personal hygiene. 특히 개인 위생에 신경 쓰세요. She always washes her hands when she gets home. 그녀는 집에 들어오면 항상 손을 먼저 씻어요. She always washes her hands when she gets home. 그녀는 집에 돌아오면 항상 손을 먼저 씻어요. Wash your hands to prevent the spread of germs. 세균이 퍼지지 않도록 손을 씻어라. Wash your hands to prevent the spread of germs. 세균이 퍼지지 않도록 손을 씻어라. Because Korea is lots of population, also we got a lots of you know, like a COVID and, you know, virus things around the world. So Korea, it is very very normal for wash your hands every time. So wash your hands to prevent the spread of germs. 세균이 퍼지지 않도록 손을 씻어라. They have no sense of hygiene. 그들은 위생 개념이 없어요. They have no sense of hygiene. 그들은 위생 개념이 없어. When somebody have no mask on or something like that after COVID more, they say like that. But we don't normally talk about others' hygiene. They have no sense of hygiene. 그들은 위생 관념이 없어요. Next sentence about the cleaning. I have to vacuum. 진공 청소기로 청소해야 해. 청소기로 청소해야 해요. I have to vacuum. 청소기로 청소해야 해요. Can you dust the shelves? 선반에 먼지 좀 털어줄래요? Dust is 먼지. Can you dust the shelves? 선반에 먼지 좀 털어줄래요? I clean my room every day. 매일 방 청소를 해요. 매일 방 청소를 해. I clean my room every day. 매일 방 청소를 해. You are responsible for sweeping. 청소는 원래 내 일이잖아요. 청소는 원래 내 일이잖아. I mean, you is 내, or 당신. 청소는 원래 내 일이잖아. You are responsible for sweeping. 청소는 원래 내 일이잖아. Your room is so mess. Tidy it up. 방이 어질러졌구나. 정리 좀 하자. Your room is so mess. Tidy it up. 방이 어질러졌구나. 정리 좀 하자. Clean every nook and corner. 구석구석 청소 깨끗이 청소해라. Clean every nook and corner. 구석구석 깨끗이 청소해라. Start cleaning here. 여기부터 청소합시다. Start cleaning here. 여기부터 청소합시다. Oh, my kids always said that. Mom, start cleaning here. living room is kind of mess, but they always want to dancing, so they should start cleaning the living room. So, 여기부터 청소합시다. Start cleaning here. We all cleaned the house together. 우리는 함께 대청소를 했어요. We all cleaned the house together. 우리는 함께 대청소를 했어요. I clean the house from top to bottom once a month. Ooh, I need that. 매달 한 번 대청소를 해요. 매달 한 번 대청소를 해요. I clean the house from top to bottom once a month. Oh, I wish to do that. I think I'm not lazy, but I'm lazy about the cleaning. please help me clean. 청소하는 걸 도와주세요. Please help me clean. 청소하는 걸 도와주세요. Since I swept the floor, would you mop it? 내가 바닥을 청소했으니 내가 걸레질 할래? Since I swept the floor, would you mop it? 내가 바닥을 청소했으니 내가 걸레질 할래? 내가 and or 내가. 내가 is I, 내가 is you. So I since swept the floor, would you mop it? 내가 바닥을 청소했으니 내가 걸레질 할래? I want my house to be clean without cleaning it. 청소하지 않아도 집이 깨끗하면 좋겠어. Oh, I wish to. I want my house to be clean without cleaning it. 청소하지 않아도 집이 깨끗하면 좋겠어요. Okay, let's have a break. Listen Korean song. It's Because of You. 네가 있어서 나 좋아. 네가 내 거라서 좋아. 우리 둘 사이에 Kiaora, welcome back to Ikona. I'm your host Mingyang, and you are listening 1.4 FM Access Radio Taranaki Koi Kona. 안녕하세요. 저는 민경입니다. 여러분은 지금 104.4 FM Access Radio Taranaki Koi Kona를 듣고 계십니다. Today we're talking about daily life. So it is important to learn. If you know about the culture, that will be helping your speaking and language as well. So today I found some good information from New York Cultural Center. It is you can also find out website www.koreanculture.org. So they talking about lots of Korean life. So today I'm choosing one of the clothing and fashions. So let's have a listen. Because Koreans surrounded by water on three sides, so also petrol for distinct four seasons, and there are more mountains and plants. It's natural condition. This natural condition make Korean people development unique and remarkable food, clothing, house, and lifestyle to survive a harsh winter and the intense heat of the summer. So let's listen. I'm first time try to listen with try to playing on the computer. So hopefully you can follow it.
Clothing and fashion. The Korean people learn to use various clothing materials such as sam, hemp, mosi, rami, cotton, and silk to make a range of clothing that was not only attractive, but also provided them with effective protection even during the harshest winters and the hottest summers. They made warm winter clothes using the technique of wadding soft cotton between two pieces of cloth, silk, or cotton fabric, and stitching them in fine lines, and produced cool summer clothes with hemp and rami. Hanbok is the traditional Korean attire made with these materials, typically featuring graceful lines and forms with a serene aura. Korea's traditional clothing, Hanbok, has maintained its basic traditional features throughout Korea's 5,000-year history, while its styles and forms have evolved in various ways based on the lifestyle, social conditions, and aesthetic taste of the times. History reveals that in general, Korean people in the past tended to prefer simple, white clothes to fancy ones. That is why they were often referred to as the white-clad people among their neighbors who admired them for being peaceful people. Nonetheless, Korea has also had a long tradition of enjoying colorful clothes with complex designs depending on the period and the wearer's social status. Today, South Korea is in the global spotlight because of a variety of Hanbok designs that reinterpret traditional Korean designs and patterns in a modern artistic sensibility. The music videos of K-pop singers such as BTS and Blackpink also contribute to the higher global recognition of Hanbok as an attractive costume for its unique style and beauty. In addition, its value is getting admitted popularly thanks to increasing attention even to the ornaments such as gat, Korean traditional hat, that appeared in the Korean drama Kingdom, which was released for streaming on Netflix, the world's largest over-the-top OTT platform. Korean people today seem to prefer clothes inspired by modern Western styles to their traditional clothes, although some people still insist on wearing the latter on traditional holidays or special family occasions such as weddings. Their love of tradition and yearning for the new sometimes led to the creation of attractive, modernized Hanbok. Gangnam-gu in Seoul, which is now a household name across the world thanks to Gangnam Style, a K-pop song that shook the world in 2012, is a large district where wealthy residential areas sit alongside high-end art facilities and the busiest fashion streets. This special fashion zone attracts numerous fashion-minded tourists from around the world with special fashion events by inviting global designers and holding contests for emerging talents to show their designs. Another fashion district in Seoul that enjoys an international reputation is Dongdaemun-gu, now a hub of the regional fashion industry, which provides creative, affordable fashion items for the young at heart. With its fully developed distribution and sales networks, highly efficient production facilities, and a throng of talented, aspiring designers, this district is now a must-visit attraction in Seoul for foreign tourists. Food.
Yes, that's all. We can listen about food next time. And then it's almost Christmas season. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We have a little small news for Taranaki Korean News. We had a good Hawera Kimchi Day. It was awesome and everybody enjoyed food and different kind of Korean snacks and kimchi, of course, and they make their own kimchi style. So we can add more chili or less chili or more sugar or less sugar. And it is more like learn about other culture. So thank you for everyone who attended our kimchi event, which is from the Korean Association event, also supported by Korean Overseas Agency and Lemmy Sushi and Ramen. It's Ramen Time in Hawera. Also, Nipplimus CU Mart from Asia Mart in Main City. Thank you for all. And then also volunteer. I can't mention everyone because even little kids and teenagers helping us. Well, without them, we can't do it at all. Thank you so much for the kimchi day. And we will try to open again if we got a funding. another thing. I heard Lissentry open Korean sushi shop. Korean couple opened the sushi shop at the Opnake. So it is more variety choice in Opnake now. And then because it's a Korean sushi shop, it's maybe they have some Korean taste too. I wish. And I heard they are very popular at the moment. So keep continue using their Opnake Korean sushi shop. Name was Mi and Jin. So I think that's kind of Korean their name. But anyway, I would like visit this summertime. Hope you enjoy your time. And we can see you next time. Let's listen last song, Ring My Bell. 가기 때 안어, 잘 지내시고요. 다음에 또 뵙겠습니다. 감사합니다. Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend. Thanks for joining Koi Corner. Hopefully, the show is helping with your Korean language skills. For more information, check out the Koi Corner Facebook page or email me at koicorner@gmail.com. To listen to this and previous shows, go to accessradiotaranaki.com and search up Koi Corner. I hope you have a happy time. 코이 코너와 함께하셔서 감사합니다. 여러분의 한국어에 도움이 되셨기를 바랍니다. 저희 방송을 조금 더 알기 원하신다면 코이 코너 페이스북 페이지 또는 이메일을 저희에게 보내주세요. 이메일 주소는 koicorner@gmail.com입니다. 이전 방송을 다시 듣고 싶으시다면 accessradiotaranaki.com에서 코이 코너를 찾아주세요. 행복한 시간 되시길 바랍니다.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.